Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye the Lord, that he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. And we are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Father, we thank you tonight for the infallible, inerrant, inspired Word of God. May you help us tonight as we enter into a time of preaching. For this we ask in Jesus' name, and all God's people say, Amen. Amen. I saw the heading of this wonderful psalm that says, Psalm of Praise. And did you know that it is the only psalm of 150 that says so? And so we want to preach on this thought, the psalm of praise and thanksgiving. Now, Psalm 105 verse 1 says, Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. Psalm 106 1 says, Praise ye the Lord, Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. We are to give thanks for the goodness of God. God's been good to our church. God's been good to our families. And God has been good to our nation. The United States of America, whether she'll admit it or not, has been blessed by the goodness of Almighty God. But Thanksgiving is not just a time of focusing on what we have. It's a time of focusing on who He is. You see, what I have could change at any time. I may have a lot less tomorrow than I have today, but we ought to still be thankful. Amen? Because my life is not based on what I have. My life is based on who He is. Because my life is anchored in the cross, in the mercy seat, where the blood has been placed that we might be redeemed. Now, Romans 1:21 tells us that when man knew God, he glorified Him not as God, and neither was he thankful. And that's in the past times and in perilous times, which is the future days, that men would be unholy and that they would be unthankful. Every time a person is unthankful, it is expressing our sin of ingratitude towards God. It is rebellion, and it comes from our heart. You realize this, that men are not basically thankful by nature? It does not come natural for you to be thankful. You have to be taught that. Now, you can take a duck and throw a duck in the water, a duck, it comes natural for a duck to swim. But if you took a child and you threw a child in the water, it's not instantly going to swim. It doesn't come natural to it does for a duck. And I want to say this morning, in your old body, your old flesh, it does not come natural for you to be thankful. What does come natural for you is to be prideful. That is amazing that we have to teach our children to say thank you. You know what you don't have to teach them to say? Mine. They'll say mine, just like, that's one of the first words they learn. It's not mama, it's not daddy. More times than not, I've heard them say, mine. So, how many times have you given your children something? You give it to them, they just take it and run off. They didn't pause to say thank you. They didn't pause at all to show any amount of gratitude. And we, as in our homes, we've got to take time to teach our young people to be thankful. Because if you're not careful, you'll raise a generation that believes in entitlement. That's theirs because they deserve it to be theirs. Let me tell you something this evening. We don't deserve anything. Jesus Christ loved us and saved us from our sins, but we did not deserve what He did for us. I heard a little boy. He went to see this little lady, and this little lady fixed him a nice piece of pie. And he looked and said, thank you. She said, I tell you what, I just love to hear little boys say thank you. He said, if you'll give me some ice cream, I'll say it again. I want us to look here at this psalm, Psalms 100, and I believe the Lord gives us some commandments through this psalm that expresses our praise and expresses our thanksgiving. We are commanded, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In the very first verse, we are commanded to shout. The Bible says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Well, preacher, that didn't say anything about shouting. But if you look up the words in the Hebrew for the joyful noise, what it means is to shout like a loud, long trumpet blast. And that you, from the cry of the depths of your heart, you're to make a joyful noise for the thanks that you have and praise that you have for how God has blessed you and for who He is to you. He is your Redeemer, He is your Savior, and He is your everything. And we're to let go of that long trumpet blast of praise because He has provided for you, He's protected you, and taken care of your every need. Now, let me give you this illustration. There is a medical missionary that was in India, and the tribal village that he was in, a lot of the young people developed blindness just because, I don't know if it was in the water or what disease started to attack them, but they lose their eyesight. And over the course of time, the missionary was a medical missionary and knew a lot about medicine, and he came up with some type of medication that they could begin to take that would cause their sight to come back again and would reduce that blindness. And did you know that in the tribal language, they did not have words for thank you? It's not in their vocabulary. But let me tell you what is. They would speak a word when they'd go out and say, they say, how did you get healing? He said, this is their word of thanks. I will tell you His name. It was the medical missionary. I will tell you His name. His name is Johnny Smith or whatever it was. Hallelujah. That makes me think. If you don't have thank you in your vocabulary, and we do, you know what we can let go of? Preacher Darren, how did you get saved? I will tell you His name. His name is Jesus. He is the one that cured me from my blindness. He was the one that brought me out of my darkness. He's the one that lifted me out of the miry pits in which I was in. He's the one, that, glory to God, that forgave all my sins and loved my soul when I was unlovable. And I'm telling you what, I've got a joyful noise to express, amen, to let go. The Bible said, I read it in your hearing, Psalm 105. It says, make known His deeds among the people. I like that, don't you? Hey, look at Psalm 47, verse 1. I started clapping when the choir down. I was just trying to be biblical. Some of y'all pause for a second on, I don't like clapping at church because you think you're praising the one that's singing. No, no, no. I don't praise you. I praise the one you're singing about. Yeah, man. Look at Psalm 47, verse number 1. It says, oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. You realize, you may say, well, I don't really appreciate them praising the people. I'm not praising the people. I'm praising the God they're singing about, amen. That excites me, amen. Hey, are you alive? Give Him a good clap, amen. Give Him a good clap. I go to some churches, rather than say amen, they'll start clapping. And the first time it ever happened to me, I kind of stopped. I was shocked. Because I thought, I don't know about that. But then I read Psalm 47:1, and I thought, you know what? That's all right, amen. If they want to clap, if you want to say amen, if you want to shout glory, if you want to say hallelujah, if you want to rear up and say, well, bless His holy name. It's in order. Because we're in the house of God. Well, preacher, I think I ought to be holy and I think I ought to be reverent. Well, you are. But when the Holy Ghost gets on you, amen, be reverent to the Holy Ghost, amen, and praise the Lord as the Lord leads you to do so. The Bible says in the book of Ephesians, it says, quench not the Spirit. We're not here singing hymns one to another. We're here singing hymns to God. While you're close, look at Psalm 22, verse number 3. Boy, I love this. Thanks be unto God. The Bible says in Psalms 22, verse number 3, but Thou art holy, O Thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. You know what? If we'd start praising the Lord, He inhabits our praise. Preacher Darren, I just want to be where God is. Start praising Him.
Thought, you, preacher Darren, I want God just to, I want him not just to show up, but I want him to show out. Start praising him. Well, I'm waiting on something to happen. Hey, glory to God, it's already happened. He got up from the grave from you after he died for your sins. It's already happened. You think about how he blessed you just to get here tonight. It's already happened, amen. But realize when we get in the house of God and we gather in the choir, it's a time to let the pigeons loose and praise his holy name with everything that you've got. You're not singing for the preacher. You're not singing for the choir leader. You're singing for the Lord Jesus Christ, who has redeemed your soul from the devil's hell and has blessed you beyond measure, and he is worthy of your praise. Hey, glory to God. Bless his holy name. I don't rightly want to know what to do. Some's a clapping, some shouting, amen. I like it, glory to God. Psalm 150 says, praise you, the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with the stringed instruments and the organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. And in case you forgot, praise ye the Lord. Hey, hallelujah. So the first thing we're commanded to do when we come in the house of God, every time we gather, is to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, which that word means to shout, to let it all out, because he's worthy, amen. Amen. Number two, the Bible says in verse number two, it says, serve the Lord with gladness. So second of all, we're commanded to serve. And how are we supposed to serve? With gladness. Gladness represents a glad and happy and cheerful and joyful and thankful heart. You know why there's no excitement in our services? Because there's no gladness. It's sad. I want to be around somebody that's got a little fire to them. Somebody's got a little life to them. But it sure ain't going to happen if you got no gladness. We are commanded to serve. We are supposed to, with our service, have the motive of bringing him honor and glory with our service. Well, you ain't got no gladness in your preaching. Well, I'm going to try to get you glad, amen. I want to tell you that Jesus loves you and has blessed you beyond all measure of anything you could have ever merited or been worth, amen. And I want to encourage you tonight, amen. We've got something to shout about, and we've got something to be glad about. Number three, he says in verse number two again, come before his presence with singing. Hey, we are commanded to sing. The Bible says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Look at 98:4. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Do people look happy? Do they sing with joy? Singing is one of the primary ways you praise the Lord. Hey, Psalms is a songbook. And oftentimes you are singing prayers that were lifted up, amen. Glory to God. I like it that we can just sing a prayer. We're supposed to sing. Look at Ephesians chapter 5 and verse number 18. Be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. In other words, don't be controlled by this world and its measures and its methods. Be Spirit controlled. Verse 19, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise and thanksgiving, singing, making melody in your heart. The Lord has given us a commandment. This is not a suggestion. He said, I want you to shout. And he said, I want you to serve. And I want you to sing. Look with me. Next of all, he wants us to submit. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. Look with me. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. You know what the sheep's supposed to do? The sheep submits to the shepherd. The shepherd is in control and the sheep submit to his authority. People, you got saved because you submitted to the lordship of Jesus Christ. You're not a self-made man. Jesus Christ saved your soul when you deserve to go to hell. He said, my sheep know my voice and they follow me. And he said, I give unto them eternal life and no man can take them out of my hand. No, sir. No man can pluck them out of my hand. Number five, we are supposed to show thanks. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. I'm talking about coming in the doors of the house of God. I'd go to church over there with Grandpa in Madison County. I'd hear them fellas out in the parking lot saying, praise God, ain't we so thankful for a little bit of rain on our corn? Boy, it come a good share on our tomatoes. Praise the Lord. And let me tell you, there was more God in the parking lot of that church than we have inside the typical Baptist church in the year in which we live now. There was more thanks and praise in the parking lot than we have inside the church house nowadays. What if God would treat us the way we treat him? I mean, we're supposed to show gratitude in our lives, and one of the ways we show gratitude is by obedience. So, if God treated us the way we treated him, what would we have? What if God met our needs to the same extent that we gave him our lives? I've heard somebody say, I want more God. Well, it starts with more of you. You give him more of you, you'll get more God. What if God stopped loving and caring for us because we failed to love and care for others? You're a despicable American. You're a Gentile. Y'all better get ready to sing, girls. Come on. Well, I just really don't agree. I mean, let me tell you something. What if God took away his message because we wouldn't listen to his messenger? I was down praying, God, would you give me something? Would you help me, Lord, to get ready to preach on Sunday night? And he gave me a message. He gave me a little thought out of Psalm 100. What if he said, I ain't going to give you nothing. I ain't going to listen to you. I can show you some Old Testament prophets where God said, just don't even preach to them. He said, don't pray for them. You're wasting your time. I'm not going to give you a message for them. I've already spoken to them. I've spoken to them. It's just a mess. I even have to preach this. I've told them, and I've told them, and I've told them, and I've blessed them, and I've blessed them, and I've blessed them, and everywhere they look, they see my hand. What if God wouldn't bless us today because we failed to thank him yesterday? What if all the blessings of day came because you yesterday said, thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness. But because you wouldn't praise him, you were stuck up, bowed up, and said, bless me if you can. I'm not going to sit here like a knot on a log. I'm going to do everything I can to hinder the church and slow it down. I'm going to dig in my claws. I'm going to do everything I can to keep it from growing because I'm just happy with the way that it is. God says, I tell you what I'm going to do. For you satisfied creature, I won't bless you tomorrow. I'll give you some basic necessities. But to give you the royal bounties of glory, you ain't getting them. Why not, God? You'd bow up on me, I'm going to bow up on you. God told me to tell you, he can outweigh you. Amen. But what if God said, you know, because you were thankful today, I'm going to give you the royal bounties of glory tomorrow. You look around and say, well, I don't know why God loves me so much and has given me so many things. I don't understand it. Maybe God said, I'm going to bless you because you're thankful. What if God answered our prayers the way we answer His call for service? Huh? What if God said, I'll answer your prayer because you've always been so obedient. Every time I've asked you to do something because you did it, I'm going to answer your prayer request. But if it was on the same merit, every time He's asked us to do something, you said, no, I can't do that. I can't clap when the choir comes down. I'll be embarrassed. And God says, I'm not going to answer your prayer request either. I'm embarrassed to be your God. I'm embarrassed to be your shepherd. If you're ashamed of me, I'm going to be ashamed of you. What if God decided, I'm going to stop leading you tomorrow because you won't follow me today? You've not followed me like I told you to, so I'm not going to provide you any more leadership. No more guidance, no more ordering your steps. You just figured out on your own that's the way you want to go anyway. I'm glad He's not that way. The Bible says in verse 5, and I'm done, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. Aren't you glad tonight, when you really messed it up, He's still merciful? He was still merciful. Ladies, if you would sing, congregation, you stand, you listen to the words of this song, you mind the Lord, whatever you need to do.
It seems that every time I need Him, my Lord is always there. When no one else seems to have the time, Jesus always cares. I wonder just what I might do if I called His name one day. And the heavens above just opened up, and I heard my Savior say, I'm through patching it up, I'm through giving you love, though your world is torn apart, and I'll never again wash away your sin or mend your broken heart. I'm through bearing your burdens and all of your hurting and giving your poor heart ease. Tell me, why should I do anything for you? You never do anything for me.
Oh my. Oh, God, forgive us.
But I thank my God in heaven each night. My Lord, He's not that way.
Amen.
I know He's watching over me each and every single day.
Amen.
And I don't have to wonder about His love, 'cause His blessings flow so free. And I know just exactly what He'll say when I'm down on my knees. I'll always patch things up, I'll always give You love when your world is torn apart. No matter where you've been, I'll wash away your sins and mend your broken heart. I'll always bear all your burdens and all of your hurtings, and give your poor heart ease. Yes, I'll always do anything for you, no matter what.
What about that?
You do to me.
Father, how we thank you for your mercy. How we thank you that it's everlasting. God, how we thank you, Father, for your blessings. God, for your goodness. God, no matter how we act, you've been good. No matter how we've treated you, you've been faithful. God, we come before you, Lord, when we look in these verses, the mirror of the Word of God, and we see ourselves so deficient. We confess to you, Father, our sinfulness. God, our ingratitude. Oh, yes, it's there. God, our old pride. And I pray, God, you'd forgive us of these things. And I pray, God, you'd help us to realize, Father, that, God, we could be so much more blessed in our life if we'd just be obedient to your voice. But, God, we've come before you tonight to tell you, God, we recognize who you are. We acknowledge you. You're a thrice holy God. And we praise you for your goodness and for your mercy and for your forgiveness. And we bless your holy name for your sacrifice and your willingness to send your Son to die in our place, though we were unworthy. God, I thank you for that tonight, Lord. And I pray, God, you'd hear us when we say, God, we repent. God, we bow our heart in sackcloth and ashes. And God, we pray, forgive us, Lord, of how we failed you. Our nation's turned against you, Lord. Our churches have backslid. The Bible said, if judgment first beginneth the house of God, what will the end of them be? God, that are not saved, that are without. God, I pray you'd help us, Lord, at the house of God. We'd be revived. God, we'd get to shouting. We'd get to singing. We'd get to serving. God, I pray, Lord, you'd help us, Father. We've got something to be glad about. We've got something to be joyous about. I pray, God, you'd help us, Lord, that a smile would be put on our face. I think about what Paul said when he came out of the jail cell. He said, I think myself happy. Oh, God, give us that, I pray. For it's in Jesus' name we ask. Amen and amen. Bless his holy name.